in Split, the focus was mostly on James McAvoy's acting and how he was able to phenomenally portray these multiple personalities on a drop of a hat, on a dime. Had these scenes with the each one of those characters had a normal person who was their anchor, their lifeline to the world and stuff. You had David Dunn's son, played by the same actor who played in the original one. That girl from The Witch had a connection to
talking about Anya Taylor-Joy.
Connection to the Horde. And then you had Samuel Jackson's mother in some really horrible aging makeup.
That was a terrible wig.
Yeah,
it was all bad. I'm like, it just looked like her face got burnt. I'm like, what the fuck? No, it didn't work at all. All they had to do was just gray her hair up.
And then on top of that, she looked almost the same age as Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, she did.
Right.
So I'm like, hold on, is that his wife?
Couldn't get CG to enhance it.
Who cares? Anyway. I think they did de-age him for that scene on the train.
Yeah, they could have, or they just
they could have, but that's part from the original movie and just cut it together.
I think I'm the one who has questionable taste in movies in the group. There was nothing I could save in that movie. There was no salvaging that mess. I mean, there was a couple special effects shots. That's about it. That movie was just pure terribleness.
There's like some other just weird stuff. And James was talking about the camera shots, and there's like too many center frame shots. Like regardless of if it's a close up or not, there's too many points in the movie where there's character dead center in the frame, negative space around said character. Then there's just like odd camera angles. And then it goes into Paranormal Activity style shots of, hey, we're doing this from a camera, and this is camera angle two, and this is camera angle three. And
yeah, they had like the head tilt. Like, that's, you talking about the shot when they were in the therapy session?
All of them.
No, all of them. Like, it was a ton of shots where he showed there were cameras everywhere. I'm like, okay.
Again, like, oh, like, no, he, I see what you're saying. Like, okay, he overthought all this stuff. He did not overthink all this. I'm surprised no one ever actually brought this up yet. The last 45 minutes, which is Martha moment, Martha moment, Martha moment, Martha moment, plus Shutter Island. And it's just silly. It's like, oh, well, they're trying to do Shutter Island. It's like he saw that and said, well, I can do that. And then made a terrible movie.
The sheer disappointment. There was hints and teasing, I think, which what pissed me off the most, of something that could be better. And I actually think he was like building up to that, and he decided to flip the script. And to your point, Barry, I think he was trying to prove a point to Marvel. He gave an interview recently saying that Marvel and DC have reached out to him to direct something of theirs. I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
I want to hear from Kevin Feige what script he offered.
I don't see that happening.
That was just bullshit. No, he didn't offer him. They didn't offer him any shit. They didn't offer him jack shit. Who the hell is he going to direct, yo? Doctor Strange? The twist is, it's all in his mind. The mind of a cat. No, he was never offered any of that shit. And he's full of shit. Like, to your credit, I think he was out there to prove a point. I think he was butthurt about something. Decided to prove a point that he could do something awesome. Decided to say, guess what? I'm going to do this. Check this out. You see what I did? This is how you do a superhero movie. You deconstruct it and then reconstruct it on its parameters. So you shift the paradigm's focus of the audience to humanistic quality.
The movie committed suicide, and he committed suicide on the franchise. Because if he'd have done this properly, he could have had his own universe behind all this shit, and it would have been pretty good.
And it was his. Correctly. And it was his.
But he doesn't plan on making any more sequels after this. He already put that out there.
Thank God.
He sucks, dude. To your point, you're absolutely right, James. He owns this. This is his. He could have put something out. It would piss me off even more. I think this is why I was really pissed off, was that this has created something that is cross-cultural, cross-generational, because his stuff's been, 20 years since he's been in making movies. Mm-hmm. Now, he's done all this stuff. To me, this is like George Lucas ripping apart and destroying Star Wars on purpose, literally just doing this, I'm done with Star Wars. And he decides to like have the whole fucking galaxy supernova and some shit.
That's why I'm saying that this film literally committed suicide, and it committed suicide for a franchise. He killed it. He killed it.
All right. So I'm going to compare this to another movie. It has a similar concept about regular people having superpowers, which is Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie takes the right approach. This is not a normal superhero movie. There's basically kids find a meteor, they get superpowers.
Yeah, Chronicle.
Yeah. And Dame DeHaan's character, I think he became evil, became the villain. But It takes the right approach. It doesn't tiptoe around, is it or is it not? It doesn't sit there and try to tell you that this is not a superhero movie. It just does what it needs to do, and it does it effectively. And this movie just has to sit there and play, oh, well, I'm going to dangle the superhero stuff in front of you, but guess what? We have superheroes and we have villains in the comic book, and then we're sitting there, oh, the villain does this at the end of the movie, guys, and don't you understand that? And then Sarah Paulson's character, like, oh my god, I've screwed up. Oh no,
I've been had.
Just so people can find themselves. Then we have to sit there in the Osaka Tower, the tallest building. Why are you writing dialogue like that? The 78 Superman movie or something like that.
It's clear he was doing something else and he just slipped out of something. He's just like, you know what? I'm tired of that. I'm not going to be beholden to fan base. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then he just destroyed the whole thing. Threads of ideas, of really good ideas, were there. That's what just irked the crap out of me. You got people screaming about how they want to see more diversity and more into it. They're tired. People getting burned out by the current DC Marvel movies. People are actually tired of that stuff. And Marvel's up in their game by, like, they're getting Academy Awards now for best picture and best writing now for that stuff. They're taking that stuff serious. This is a golden opportunity for something, to do something that none of them would ever think about doing. Just building on it. And he's like, no, fuck it, I'm done. Yeah, fuck you too, man. Your shit sucked. I'm not even gonna miss it. Split was amazing. I didn't realize how much I liked Unbreakable until I saw Split. That's how good Split was, and that's how good of a job he did with that. He literally turned off fan base. People are done. Our opinion is not the only one. I stayed away from the reviews for a reason, and then I went back and looked at them, and it was universal. Everyone echoed my same sense. Kind of the twist, done.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, well, instead of one twist, let's have three or
four. Four twists.
Kevin Wendell Crumb, if I say this so many times, you'll turn back into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
That's all you're trying to do.
And then they smoked the dude. It made it seem like her turning him back and stuff was a bad thing. But in truth, it was the only way they could have killed him, which is what they planned on doing anyway. I mean, it is retarded.
Have this superhero, supervillain overarching group that the United Nations basically to prevent superheroes, supervillains from ever being recognized by the general public. If we join us to save,
this is the Sokovia Accords.
Yeah. For thousands of years, we have always sat in the shadows and watched as
the Illuminati.
And every time that people rose up,
we struck them down. And with a four-leaf clover symbol. What the heck was with the four-leaf clover? They all have the same goofy four-leaf clover tattoo. It don't even make sense.
Just meet it in a regular restaurant.
Then it's like, it goes quiet. And then they just start talking. Our plans have progressed. We will stop them and we will have the status quo. We have won. The end. This is dumb. Oh, no, that wasn't the real end. The real end was when Glass leases all the data out there. He and the three are just kind of left sitting in to gauge the reactions of people looking at the video of the superhuman feats being achieved. I'm like, get the hell out of here. That was just dumb.
So the thing is, I agree with you, man. It just seemed like he knew where he was going, just decided to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to do this no more. That's what it seems like, because it would have been better if they actually would have went to the damn tower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then turn into King Kong / whatever. That would have been Batman v Superman. I would have liked
to see that. Martha!
The Zaka Tower, the tallest building. Like, okay.
It had like the
fancy. And then it's sitting right next to 30th Street Station.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Man, come on now.
And then they're sitting in there. This is the moment. Like, what moment? I don't understand. The moment the movie ends.
Ridiculous. What did the old lady say at the end? I mean, that was the one scene I just got up. I couldn't take it anymore.
The fun thing about that, we all kind of got up at the same time.
No, I don't think I tried to leave out the movie theater before everybody
else. She was like, this is the moment of the recognition. I'm done. I can't do this. Can't. I want to see this like a after siege credit. I don't want to know who was involved in this shit. I'm done. Get out of my way.